The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Kui. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. The cancellation of the Singapore-Kuala Lumpur high-speed rail project is the latest in a string of controversies involving train projects in Malaysia. Two state governments there have urged the government to continue with the HSR project. If you recall, Transport Minister Ong Ye Kung told Parliament on Monday that Singapore couldn't accept Malaysia's proposal to remove the system supplier and a network operator of the project, a fundamental departure from the original agreement. And this main concern led to the termination of the project.
As a HSR is a cross-border service, it must be a single train system operating between Singapore and KL and Malaysia. Because neither country has the expertise and experience in operating the HSR, we agreed under the HSRBA to appoint a best-in-class industry player through an open and transparent international tender to assume the role of the assets co. So once appointed, the assets co would supply the train system, operate the network, ensure that appropriate priority is given to cross-border HSR service vis-à-vis Malaysia's domestic service. And Assets Co will be accountable to both countries, Singapore and Malaysia.
Well, the HSR's termination has once again cast a light on the governance of these deals, as our Malaysia Bureau Chief Shannon Teo writes in a piece out today. So, Shannon, you wrote that since the Perikatan Nasional government came into power 10 months ago, at least two other projects in KL's greater metropolitan area are facing government intervention. In these cases, what are the main sticking points?
Well, I think what's been happening is that they are shifting the goalposts. We agreed to one thing, but then now they want to do things differently. You know, similar to the HSR, in the case of the light rail transit tree, because it's the third line that's running through in KL, the National Public Transport Company, Prasarana, seems to want more say in how vendors are appointed. These are subcontractors, which are appointed by the main contractor, the turnkey contractor. Now, to force the issue, Prasarana has withheld something close to 1 billion in payment for the ongoing construction. There's another project which is called the Klang Valley Double Tracking Phase 2. This is to upgrade the existing KTM line, which runs all the way north and down south. It used to run all the way into Singapore. This project is worth $4.4 billion. And what's happened is that the entire thing has been cancelled. The Perikatan National Government wants to re-tender it, and the contractor claims that this is because the current transport minister wants them to subcontract the entire project to another firm completely in its entirety. So it is true on one hand that under Pakatan Harapan, these same deals and other deals as well, you remember the ECRL, in fact, why the HSR was postponed for 2 years in the first place. This were also because of certain changes that they wanted to introduce. But for Pakatan Harapan, it was always meant to reduce the cost of the projects, to bring down the price tag. And, you know, this means you save taxpayers' money. But what's happening now under Perikatan Nasional is not about changing the price tag at all. It's about who gets the projects.
I see. So the two cases that you brought up, and as well as, you know, other projects, how were they ultimately resolved?
Well, for the Klang Valley Double Tracking 2, which is, you know, shortened KVDT2, the government decided to settle out of court. Basically, the contractors sued them, and while the case was ongoing, they settled out of court. Now, given the project is nearly a quarter way complete, it would be estimated, if you take $4.4 billion as the contract value, that the compensation might come up maybe $1 billion. But all we know so far is that the government has acknowledged that it has paid $137 million that it owes the company, but we are unsure if there's any further payments after the suit was withdrawn. For the LRT3 dispute, that's still ongoing. So the contractor, which is MRCB George Kent, and 17 of their subcontractors, they've written into the Prime Minister, the Finance Ministry, and the Transport Ministry to highlight the issue of non-payment of about $700 million. And this is for the period from July to October. Payment for subsequent months hasn't been fully agreed to yet, but it's probably going to come up to about $1 billion. So this is still ongoing. Prasarana chairman, who is an UMNO MP, Tajuddin Rahman, says that this is because they lack liquidity. We just don't have the cash to pay. We're waiting for the finance ministry, which owns the company in totality, to inject more cash so that they can pay MRCB Josh Kent. But we have official sources saying that this is a very strange situation. The finance ministry has never rejected a cash call from Prasarana, basically. So if it was short of money, it could have just asked. Now we're talking about non-payments for work all the way back in July. That's half a year ago. Why has it taken so long to ask for the money? So this particular dispute with the LRT is a really strange one. No one's taken anyone to court yet, but it shouldn't be too difficult to resolve. It does seem a matter of what the new chairman and UMNO MP wants out of the whole deal rather than what was agreed in the contract.
Well, Shannon, thanks so much for joining me today. I've been speaking with the Straits Times' Malaysia Bureau Chief, Shannon Teo. You can, of course, read Shannon's story at straitstimes.com.